Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
7:47 in the a.m. It's time for Ken McCusick, Film Study Baltimore. Good morning to you, Ken.
Hey, Rob. How's life going?
Life is good, man. Life is good. I can't complain. Listen, we got Marcus Williams, Eddie Jackson. They're gone. You got the versatility of absolute versatility of Kyle Hamilton, Ardarius Washington still around. Sanusi Kane, Bo Braid, they're the special teams guys. You got a lot of categories for safeties for the Baltimore Ravens. As this draft approaches in 16 days, where do you want the Ravens to go in terms of that position in the draft?
Yeah, their very specific need is for a free safety and not a guy who's versatile in any way. That's just not what the team should be looking for. Pure free safety characteristics. They need a guy who can step in if there's an emergency due to an injury. They need a split field safety who can maintain a cover two shell and allow Hamilton to move up to slot corner or dime. And, you know, way down the list, they need a dime back, but those guys are probably on the team in either Kane or Braid or Hamilton if he can move up. So, honestly, it's just a free safety they need. So, a ball-hawking guy. And, again, I hear this a lot of times with strong safeties is if you have two strong safeties, you have this versatile safety group. They don't need that.
Yeah. So, Ken, who do you see as a realistic possibility for the Ravens? A kid out of South Carolina, Notre Dame. There's a bunch of them on the list.
Yeah, so there are, and there's guys every round. It's a very layered draft in terms of who they might get, who has the kind of characteristics that I'd be looking for. But Nick Amonwori of South Carolina and Xavier Watts of Notre Dame are guys they could have in round one. One of those might last till round two, and Watts is the guy who would probably last till round two. I'm not real high on Malachi Starks. I know a lot of people are, but he didn't have good coverage numbers last year, so I'm not real excited about that. In the third round, there's a kid from Texas, Andrew Makuba. He'd be about a par pick at 91, and I use these things, a par or a value pick. You're getting the guy at the right spot if you get him on par. You're getting the guy at value if you get him later than that. Makuba could also be a guy they get in round four. The guy who got hurt this year was Winston. He'd be a value in round four, but he'll be long gone by then, the Penn State kid. And then three guys, Billy Bowman, Jordan Hancock, and Caleb Ransaw of Tulane would be guys I'd look for in round five. And then in round six or seven, it's really anyone on my list of the top 12 or 13 guys that you might actually get a strong safety at that point, have some fit issues, but you're also talking a sixth or seventh round pick, so you're just moving on.
Hey, Ken, is there something to be said about what you want to see in the Ravens safety and who they draft? Like, what type of attributes do you want them to have?
I mean, sure. I mean, I'll give you my personal preference. I want free safety traits. So to me, that means I want to see a guy who, first and foremost, is a loose brackage coverage guy who plays for the overthrow, handles single high and split field roles without coverage breakdowns, and generates turnovers. And with turnovers come fear. to throw the ball even in bounds against the Baltimore Ravens. So I want all those things. Probably the most important thing, and the thing that disqualifies somebody as a true free safety candidate is what Deshaun Elliott had as a characteristic. Good player, by the way, right now for the Steelers. He's one of their best defensive players. But as a free safety, he didn't really work out because he was a guided missile to the midsection of any receiver who was back there rather than playing for the overthrow. And you know, Ed Reed was a play for the overthrow guy, and the Ravens have had others, Rod Woodson, who embodied that. That's my first thing. There are two other things. One is I want to see coverage metrics that corroborate the testing. So the ideal candidate has both good testing and great coverage metrics. And if I had the second choice, I'll take the great coverage metrics with not as good testing, because free safety is really an instincts position more than it is a testing position. And then the third thing I want is I want good tackling. And I measure that as stops to missed tackles or just a straight missed tackle percentage for a free safety. And I don't want a lot of excuses about a guy who does certain things at the safety position that make his coverage metrics bad or that somebody else was responsible for it. Usually, and particularly the way the PFF assigns targets, they're very strict with the linebackers and not as strict with the safety. So when a safety doesn't work out, it's usually his fault.
Ken McCusick joins us, filmstudybaltimore.com.
Now, you brought up Ardarius Washington a little bit, and what are your expectations for him? Because that's kind of... I know you just talked about, but like kind of a wild card for, do you believe he's what we saw most of last year, or is it maybe not as good and it's more of what we saw before?
I think, you know, there's a lot of skills there, and he's a guy who can play, not break down in coverage assignments, be back there. One of the issues with Ardarius that's kind of a ticking time bomb is he's not a particularly good tackler, and I'm okay with that. You know, if you're getting a pure ball hawk, he's not at the Geno Stone level where you're really getting a lot of ball hawkery in exchange for bad tackling. Mm-hmm. I think that it might break down for him some there. Very versatile player. I mean, he can come in to play the slot, and the Ravens have not tried to address the slot corner position this offseason. They cut Mollett, and they haven't really found the safety yet who's going to allow Ardarius or Kyle Hamilton to move down to play big nickel. So they're really Marlon Humphrey is the only guy they have to go to right now. That tells you a lot about how much they trust Ardarius Washington, I think, at the slot.
Ken, I love Washington, as you know. He's like 5'8", 5'7", yeah, probably.
6'1", in heels.
Yeah, if he wears Hokas. Kyle Hamilton's 6'4". Is there an advantage against someone like Emenwari from South Carolina, who's 6'3", to have two really big safeties back there?
Emenwari is... He is to safeties what Bo Jackson is to running backs. There's nobody in the history of the NFL, pretty much, who's brought the same amount of physical gifts to the position. He's ridiculously fast and huge. And I like having a underneath zone safety who's a tall guy, Ed, because I think he provides a looming presence that quarterbacks have trouble throwing over. We've seen Hamilton make some plays a couple of years ago against the Browns when he tipped the ball to himself for the touchdown on, I think it was right, their first play from scrimmage.
Yeah, against the Browns.
Yeah.
There you go. Hey, Ken McCusick, I love Emenwari naturally. Gamecock, I see him a lot. I just don't know whether he's going to be there at pick 27.
Oh, there's a good probability he's not. Yeah. A lot of people talk about how raw the guy is, but last year had a 37.1 passer rating against. He gave up about 5 yards per throw, or per time he was targeted. I mean, it's ridiculously good. The other guy that I really love is Watts. 0 touchdowns, yeah, and 13 interceptions the last 2 years.
Hey, Rob, that's how old Dirty Bastard likes it. Raw.
Likes it raw?
Yeah. So it works out.
Ken, tell folks all about Film Study Baltimore.
All right. So we did just about 5 minutes here on the safeties. If you'd like the two-hour version, that's out yesterday on the website in two different podcasts. But a lot of fun talking about that with various analysts in the Baltimore area. FilmStudyBaltimore.com.
Thank you very much, Ken. Appreciate you, man.